And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of June, 2015. The first drive-in movie theater opened on this day, 1933, Camden, New Jersey. A young man named Richard Hollingshead, Jr., inspired by the fact that his mother was a little overweight and not comfortable in movie theater seats. So he opened up a theater on Crescent Boulevard in Camden. 600 people came out on opening night, 25 cents per car. Drive-ins hit their peak in popularity in the 50s. There were almost 5,000 of them at one time. Now there are fewer than 500. It's the birthday of Alexander Pushkin, born Moscow, 1799, the father of Russian literature. Wrote lyric poetry, narrative poetry, novel, short story, drama, critical essays. Best known for his play Boris Godunov and his verse novel Eugene Onegin. In Russia today, everyone has read him, everyone can quote him. It's common for parents to say to their children, "Who do you think is going to close that door after you? Pushkin?" And it's the birthday of the poet Maxine Cumin, born in Philadelphia, 1925. She trained to become an Olympic swimmer. She was offered a job when she was 18, a job with Billy Rose's Aquacade, a traveling dance and swim show. But her father refused to give his permission, so she went to Radcliffe instead and studied literature, married an army engineer, moved to the suburbs, raised her children, began writing light verse. She sold light verse to magazines like Ladies' Home Journal, Saturday Evening Post. The first one she sold was just four lines long. "There never blows so red the rose, so sound the round tomato, as March's catalogs disclose, and yearly I fall prey to." She joined a poetry workshop where she met the poet Anne Sexton, a classmate there, and they became close friends and writing peers. Maxine Cumin said, "Until the women's movement, it was commonplace to be told by an editor that he'd like to publish more of my poems, but he'd already published one by a woman that month." She had a long career as a teacher, and she often asked her students to memorize 30 to 40 lines of poetry a week so that they could become familiar with the sound of poetry, and also, she said, to give them an internal library to draw on when they are taken political prisoner. For many, this is an unthinkable concept. They simply do not believe in anything fervently enough to go to jail for it. Maxine Cumin, who died last year at her home in Warner, New Hampshire, at the age of 88. Here's a poem by Maxine Cumin entitled Domesticity. "Oh, what a weak sticker," you groan as the batter pops out to the infield. "We're propped up in two beds, mine's electric, with crib sides, rented to ease 11 broken ribs, watching the Red Sox, who are in the cellar, and dozing between Demerol and errors. You, yawn, the resident optimist, no family should lack, always stitching a salvage along the silver lining, the luck of my unbroken pelvis, so that when, in a bizarre twist, they tie it up in the bottom of the ninth, you crow, they're still alive and kicking. We rouse as for the crisis of an old friend and watch through extra innings to the end." Domesticity, poem by Maxine Cumin from The Long Marriage, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.